WSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major new development in Donald Trump's New York criminal case.
Judge Juan Merchan, the judge overseeing the Donald Trump criminal trial, sent a letter to the Trump defense attorneys and the prosecution about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page. The comment stated, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you folks for all your hard work." It's not clear if the individual who posted the comment is, in fact, related to a jury member that heard the case or had indeed received information about the verdict. Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records and is scheduled to appear for sentencing on July 11th. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Russia's advance on Ukraine's second largest city is, quote, all but over.
While they are still under pressure from the Russians, particularly in the east, that because they have now been able to receive the benefits of five security packages and now six coming, as the president announced today, that they have been able to thwart Russian advances, particularly around Kharkiv. The Russians really have kind of stalled out up there.
Vladimir Putin says he sees no current threat to Russia's sovereignty that would warrant the use of nuclear weapons. But he is again warning that Moscow could send arms to countries or groups to strike Western targets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint meeting of Congress July 24th, setting the stage for what is very likely to be a crucial moment for the ongoing Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza. This is SRN News. Most Americans do support the NFL's Harrison Butker.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Washington state parental rights law will be allowed to take effect after a court commissioner declined to issue an emergency order temporarily blocking it. King County Superior Court Commissioner Mark Hillman says homosexual groups who are challenging the law do not show that it would create the kind of imminent harm necessary to warrant blocking it. This is SRN News. In Kentucky, drug overdose deaths falling nearly 10% in 2023.
It marks the second straight yearly decline, but Governor Andy Beshear says the fight against addiction is far from over. Officials credit a comprehensive response that includes treatment and prevention as well as illegal drug seizures by law enforcement. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the latest report is a cause for hope. McConnell has steered huge sums of funding to his home state over the years to help combat addiction. John Scott reporting.
A professional bowler who was, has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison on charges related to child sexual abuse material. Brandon Novak taken into custody by U.S. Marshals during a bowling tournament in Indianapolis. The 35-year-old Novak, a pro bowler for a decade. More details at SRNnews.com.